One of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVU News Time is 8:47. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Dr. Sarah Menaget as we talk about suicide prevention efforts through the Department of Veterans Affairs, Eastern Kansas Unit.
Dr. Menaget, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing all right here so far. So obviously this is an important time of year here for suicide prevention efforts. And before we start talking about some of the services and some of the ways that veterans can get into the system to get concerns addressed, how prevalent is veteran suicide or attempts at suicide here during a given year?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we know that generally in the United States that one individual dies by suicide about every 11 minutes. It's actually the second leading cause of death for people aged 10 to 34 after accidents. And that's just generally in the United States. For our veterans, we know they're actually at higher risk compared to the general population. For male veterans, that's about 1.5 times higher than the non-veteran population. And actually for female veterans, it's about 2.5 times higher. So I think there's some misunderstandings. I've heard the 22 number out there. That's actually an outdated number. About 16.8 veterans die by suicide every day and one active duty service member. So it's absolutely a huge concern, and it's the number one clinical priority here at the VA is addressing suicide risk.
What a problem this is, indeed. That is frightening, you know, the number that you just shared with us. And they're dealing, obviously, with quite a bit. So I guess what is the number one, you know, priority then as far as helping? Is it identifying those who are in need and getting them the information they need? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple different priorities that the VA is using to address this. We're not just kind of going about it one way. I think a few years ago, the VA realized that, you know, only focusing on treating people who reach out for help is not going to necessarily work, that we need to reach out to them. And so there's a few things that we are doing. You know, one is there's an ongoing national campaign from the VA and the Ad Council called Don't Wait, Reach Out. And the idea behind that is that veterans often really struggle to reach out when they are overwhelmed by life's challenges. They were really trained to put the mission and other people before themselves, you know, which is admirable in a lot of ways, but everyone needs help sometimes, and it can make it harder for them to accept or ask for help. So one of the things we really encourage is veterans to don't wait, reach out. If you are overwhelmed by life's challenges, that is what we are here for. And we're happy to help in any way that we can. Next week is actually National Buddy Check Week, where we encourage all veterans to connect or reconnect with their veteran friends just to check in and see how they're doing. So that's one of our initiatives that we're doing. Another one is training people on how to respond when others are struggling. I think people often don't know what to do, and we really encourage folks to connect with people who might be at risk, and that anyone can actually be a gatekeeper. Anyone can help folks who are struggling and get them connected with care.
Dr. Menaget, are there, you mentioned here about, you know, kind of the culture that veterans, military service personnel, are, the way it sounds is it's mission-driven. Compartmentalizing the mission and then potentially having issues after that. But are there certain maybe standard trigger points that cause issues here for our military service personnel today? Certain things, certain situations that kind of have been demonstrated that cause problems here for our veterans and cause them to have suicidal ideation?
Yeah, I mean, there are quite a few different risk factors and reasons why we do see a higher rate of suicide amongst veterans compared to the non-civilian population. You know, some of these stress factors are similar amongst all groups. So things like divorce or job loss, housing troubles, substance use as well. We do know that veterans who are struggling with mental health conditions like depression or PTSD are at increased risk as well for suicide attempts. The other thing, too, to keep in mind is that, again, veterans are used to, they put the mission first, right? They put others first. And part of what can be the result of that is that they can really lose connection to support. I've heard from many veterans that they lost connection with their buddies, you know, after after leaving the service. And because they moved around so much, they don't have as much community support. So one of the things actually the VA has been focused on is reaching out to lots of organizations in the community to, you know, train them on how to identify people who are struggling and encourage them to get them connected with VA services. And these aren't just VA groups. So it's a sort of a new initiative here at the VA. We have a couple actually groups that our VA has partnered with in the areas where we're starting those initiatives. So, yeah, so a lot of different things, in other words, that can contribute.
Well, yeah, it's certainly a process, and we're happy to hear that you're being so proactive in mm-hmm. reaching out and trying to identify, you know, those veterans at risk. Now, once they are identified, what kind of treatment options are there?
Great question. So one of the new laws that was passed is something called the Compact Act. And the idea behind the Compact Act is that any veteran, whether they are eligible for VA services or not, if they are in a suicidal crisis, they can walk into any ER. This can be a community ER. This can be an ER at a VA. So here in Kansas, the main VAs are in Topeka. That's going to be the closest one to the folks in your listening area. We do also have one in Wichita, Leavenworth, and then Kansas City, Missouri. They can walk into any of them or a community hospital. Say I'm a veteran, I'm in crisis, and all of those services are covered because we don't want that to be a barrier, you see, to them reaching out and getting help. As far as the treatment, we have quite a few different things. We have medication services, we have therapy services. We actually have therapists who specifically only work with folks who are struggling with suicide, and we only use evidence-based treatments as well, so treatments that have been shown to significantly reduce that risk of suicide for that individual. Some folks will also need inpatient care, and if that's what they need, then we'll get them in inpatient here as well. But the majority of folks, what they really need is you know, someone to help them with what they're struggling with, and that's what we're here for.
What type of information do you and your staffers need, or in the case when they're going to, say, a community hospital or a mental health facility like what we have at Crosswinds here, what type of information do you need from the veterans in order to get them the immediate help they need and then kind of set the stage for the longer-term help that they need?
Yep. So all that the veterans need to do is present, they need to let the individual know that they are a veteran. And then that staff can reach out to our VA. Usually we have transfer coordinators who are able to then coordinate care for that person. And then there's paperwork that needs to be completed. But on the veteran, all that they need to do is to let the staff know that they are a veteran so that we can start initiating that process for them. So they don't need to do any paperwork. That's for the staff to complete.
Okay. Well, Dr. Menage, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning about getting the care that veterans need, or maybe some upcoming efforts to maybe augment what you already have in place here for veterans?
Yes. So there's a couple things that I want to mention. One is we also have gun locks. So if any veterans would like them, we're happy to mail those out. They can just call our VA and request gun locks. Those are free of charge. We know that, you know, voluntary lethal means restriction, so putting, in other words, time and space between that impulse to act and the means to harm yourself saves lives. And that can be as simple as a gun lock or a gun safe. So I want to let folks know about that. I also want to let folks know about our 988 number. That is our National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It used to be quite a bit of a longer number, and about a year ago we rolled out the 988 number instead. Press 1 for veterans and active service members to connect with the Veterans Crisis Line, but it's easy to remember, 988, just like you would call 911. If you are in a physical health crisis, call 988. If you are in any kind of mental health crisis, not just suicide, it could be substance use. It could also be if you have a friend or family member that you're worried about. You can call 988. It's 24/7, free, it's confidential. You don't need insurance or anything like that to call it. Suicide is 100% preventable, and everyone can play a role. So please use that resource as well.
Yeah, it sounds like that 988 number has been very effective in looking at the numbers here the past year, hasn't it?
It has. We've seen a pretty significant increase in people calling, both folks who are in crisis themselves and folks who have friends or family members that they're worried about. It's clearly effective having that shorter number, which we're really glad about. So, yep.
Well, Dr. Menajee, hey, thank you for your time here this morning. We certainly appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
Great information shared here this morning.
Yes, thank you so much for your time. And like I said, if anyone's listening who's struggling, please call that number or please reach out to any VA or community hospital, and we're here for you, okay?
Outstanding. Well, thanks so much for joining us here, and best of luck getting more veterans the care that they need.
Thank you. Take care.
Dr. Sarah Menajee joining us on our VA monthly update here, Chuck.
Yeah, again, great information provided by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Typically, we have